It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, another real treat for you this morning. Bill Perry Jr. is an American musician born in Chicago. He is a jazz pianist, a music composer, and a film producer. Bill lives in Oxford. He's been playing professionally for a lot of years, even though he's still a young guy. And he's got several projects out available to the public. But it's a real pleasure to welcome to the program Bill Perry Jr. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you, Jim.
You know, I tell you what, your talent is just off the charts, brother. Look at your resume. I'm thinking, man.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
You know, I know a lot of our audience know your dad or know of your dad, Bill Howland Matt Perry, along with your sister, Shy, and we were really saddened to hear of your dad's passing recently. I'm sure he was just a huge, huge influence on your career.
Oh, indeed he was. I mean, the biggest, you know, influence and stuff for my career. And thank you for the condolences and everything. Yeah. Appreciate that. You know, we're just trying to, you know, plug back into our lives now and move forward.
Yeah, well, I've had the fortune of having him and your sister on the show a couple times over the years. Bill, you've got so much talent. You've done a whole lot of things, even some radio experience. So we're kind of kindred spirits. Do you ever look back and say, have I really done all that I've done?
Oh, no, not by the least. I mean, you know, I'm still gaining ground about myself and learning more about, you know, how I want to artistically express myself. And, yeah, I did do radio for a while, for about 8 years, various radio stations here and there. But no, I'm actually at this place now where I'm just, you know, learning more about myself artistically. Like I was saying, you know, film, for example, has been something that I've really been diving into as far as, you know, expressing my ideas and such and everything. And it's right there with music nowadays with me in terms of my passion for it.
Yeah. What are some of the projects you're working on right now? We'll kind of talk about that, maybe go back from there. But what are you working on now, Bill?
Well, right now, I've actually just got back started with the series of mine, the superhero series called POW. And I just started filming some rough draft scenes to try to get an idea, you know, of what it's going to be looking like. And just, you know, focusing on developing that right now. Now in my head, but not as an idea that's like in motion right now, I'm planning on working on an album that will be dedicated to my dad, a homage to my dad, a solo piano album. And that's kind of what's standing right now and everything.
Where can people find out about you and some of the work that you're involved in, Bill? How can they access that?
Well, the best way I would say at this point is finding me on Facebook. It's simply facebook.com/ Bill Perry Jr. And I tend to post all of my whatnots on there, you know, be it my music or film endeavors. Tend to post it on that particular platform a lot. So, yeah, I think that'd be the best way for them to find out about me, because from there they could get other links about other things, videos and music that I have online.
Well, you really started your professional career in rap. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you know, from the old school days, as they say now, you know, the golden era of the 80s and stuff, you know, I was rapping from that point well up into the, you know, the 2010s and stuff like that. Yeah. I didn't necessarily stop, but, you know, my musical palette got broader and wider in terms of how I wanted to express myself. I started getting into jazz piano. And so, yeah, just kind of took a whole another kind of turn musically and stuff on down the line. But rap is kind of what got me into things, you know, outside of my, you know, the influence of my father and stuff like that, his music and everything when I was growing up. And, you know, he had like recordings of his music and stuff around the house from the 70s and stuff like this, and, you know, would just listen to his stuff as I was coming up, and it was just as pivotal in shaping my musical palette as hip-hop was.
Yeah. Well, I want to go play a song of one of your rap tunes. It's called Let's Go Deeper, and folks, to give you an idea of Bill's talent, I see you even opened for Snoop Dogg. That's pretty cool. Wow. So let's play a tune here. It's called Let's Go Deeper. This is a rap tune. This is Bill Perry Jr. on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Financially unfit to be considered a star. My present condition makes you wonder, will I go far? I don't question the inexplicable. To wallow in despair is downright despicable. Listen to the rhyme of this unknown artist. The pendulum swings at the hour that's darkest. Like Albert Einstein, I recalculate reality because I'm discontent with my salary. God helps those whom help themselves. So no more ideas put on the shelves. Harnessing vibrations from the fourth dimension. Try to make sense of this life I'm living. Considering identities to market to the people. Billy Perry, Billy Nigma, Little B, or Mysterio. I've been told to focus on one. If I can't focus on all, I won't focus on none.
Let's go deeper.
To the masses, educating classes. Never mind the player haters with they funky asses. Keep on marching, keep on moving, keep on stepping, keep on grooving. Language of the cosmos will be revealed if you take some time to just
chill.
Don't assume you've been dealt the hard card. Your arms are too short to box with God. Now that I see I will forever be an MC, I try to comprise rhymes with a hint of poetry. Knowing me, trying to express to my species, we must stop drowning in our own feces. We praise the idiots and maniacal bandits. Idiocracy is saturating the planet, damn it. Maybe a fiery pit awaits us like Frodo from Lord of the Rings for all we know.
Let's go deeper, deeper. Let's go deeper, deeper. Let's go deeper, deeper. Let's go deeper.
All right, that's Bill Perry Jr., Let's Go Deeper. Bill, is that part of an album? Is that?
No, actually, that was. I'm glad you played that one. That's one of my favorites from just one of the songs of mine out there. It's actually not from an album. Let's Go Deeper. That one, I can't remember the other songs, but it was actually a way for me to kind of like, you know, keep my hip hop chops up and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't have a particular album concept of mine when I did that, but I did want to just, you know, just create a song and everything, create a track.
Yeah.
And so that's the results.
All right. Bill Perry Jr., we've got lots more to talk about and a lot of different aspects of Bill's talent, and we're going to try to cover some of those during the course of the program. Bill Perry Jr., our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, 103.9 WYAB. Want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 15 minutes after 9. Welcome back. It's 20 minutes after 9. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. And our featured artist today is Bill Perry Jr. And what a bunch of talent Bill has. And we've been talking about a little bit of it. But Bill, you heard the rap tune that you composed and performed, and you started out in rap, but it evolved into jazz. How did that happen? How did that evolution happen from point rap to point jazz?
Well, actually, rap played a big part in that because, like in the late 80s, early 90s, rap started taking this turn where the artists that were in it were sampling jazz music, you know, like Gangstar with Guru, Tribe Called Quest, Diggable Planets. And there was just a few groups out there that were starting to blend in the hip-hop, I mean, the jazz with the hip-hop and everything through clever samples and such. And I was one of those guys out there, you know, taking that in, and it really influenced me, and I, you know, liked the direction of that. But the difference in my case is I never had a sampler. I never had a sampling machine in order to, you know, extrapolate, you know, 4 seconds of a, you know, jazz song or something like that to make, you know, a hip-hop beat out of.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making my own music, you know, creating my own bass lines and chords and thus and so, you know, a keyboard. And that, you know, suddenly shifted me towards becoming a jazz composer and everything, or just a music composer in general overall. It wasn't no longer just relegated to just wanting to make rap.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've talked to people before, other musicians, and they are saying jazz is really starting to emerge here in Mississippi as a really a major music force. Do you see that?
I do. I definitely do amongst the artists. We could definitely use a few more events to usher that in, as mm-hmm. it were, you know, throughout the state. But there are a few things that are in play, like in the Jackson area, there's some jazz going on there. And I think in the neighboring area of Ridgeland, they had that Fusion Coffee House program going on for a while, the podcast.
That's right.
I've done that a few times over the years with Raphael Sims. So there are pockets of us here and there throughout the state and everything, you know, trying to make some noise. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's predominantly blues, Latin and everything, and maybe Southern rock as well, as far as on another side of the fence and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, jazz has definitely got a fan base here. You know, it's not short on fan base, you know. I guess it can... We could use more activities that involve us, you know, festivals and the like.
Well, I've got a tune queued up, Bill. It's called Reason and Purpose. A little background on this, if you would.
Reason and Purpose. Written a few years back, and that actually was on an album. It's on the only Bill Perry Trio album called Beyond the Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote this song in a cabin.
Okay.
Yeah, I sure did. I wrote it in the cabin and stuff some years back, and I'm trying to find just that, reason and purpose.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. Reason and Purpose. This is Bill Perry Jr. on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Thank you.
That is really, really nice. It's called Reason and Purpose, Bill Perry Trio. And Bill, how can people access that?
That right there is available on YouTube now. Okay. It was on iTunes as a part of the album. But now, yeah, you can find it on YouTube. Just simply type in Bill Perry, Reason and Purpose, and it'll show up.
Give a shout out to some of the musicians that were with you on that.
On drums there, we had Professor Ricky Burkhead, who is a head of the percussion department at Ole Miss. And we also actually recorded the album at his studio, Fast Track Studios. Okay. And on bass was, his real name is Keith, but he goes by the name of Prana, as in, like, you know, the Prana of the air, Prana Fodron. On bass there, and we recorded that, I want to say, I think 2012 is when that album was put together, and it was my first venture in putting a jazz trio album together and everything, so that was a fun project.
That's nice, very nice. Bill Perry Jr., our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour this morning. My name is Jim Thorne. Our time now is 9:30. Going to take a break for our CBS News update, and come back and enjoy more conversation and music from our guest, Bill Perry. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, one of a kind and locally owned. And don't forget, live jazz once a month. Check out their website, all right? Again, it's 9:30. We'll be back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Bill Perry Jr. is our featured artist today. And Bill, you know, going back to your blues and your family, your family has done incredible work. I performed at the Lincoln Center in Manhattan, a documentary on blues musicians from Mississippi, and also a blues trail marker. Am I right about that?
Yes. Well, as far as the family, myself and my sister included with this one, my dad, Bill Howlin' Mad Perry, is on a blues trail marker here in our town in Oxford. Uh-huh. But he's also on two others throughout the state, and you know, there's, you know, plans to try to get his own blues marker to represent his own legacy and everything in time. But got that going on as far as, you know, as a reference point for those that, you know, want to, you know more about what we've contributed and things like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did it start for you, Bill? I mean, I know you probably grew up around music all your life, but was there a turning point or maybe a point in your life where you said, I've got to do this as a profession?
Well, see, now here's the kicker. I actually didn't grow up with music all of my life, like a lot of people would assume. You know, like anyone, I had your regular teenage life and things like this. I wasn't beating around on a piano. We definitely didn't have a family band then. This, we were living in Los Angeles at the time. And then when we relocated here to Mississippi in 87, it was some years thereafter before a family band would formulate. And, you know, my dad had gotten involved with a band called The Relaxations when we first moved here to Mississippi and was heavily involved in that for a few years. But when it got, you know, we eventually formed a family band, the Perrys, in 93, that's, I guess, when you could say the shift started happening with me, where I started looking at it as a viable career, or at least a career to consider, you know, as a profession, being a professional musician. And I've always liked creating and making music, but I think it was around 93 when I made the definitive choice to make it a lifestyle, yeah, make it my career.
Got another song here ready to air. It's called Round 5. Any background info on this, Bill?
Well, just to say real quick, the title is kind of misleading to people because they assume it's like round five in a boxing match or something, but it actually makes reference point to it was close to 5 o'clock when we realized, you know, we were playing the song one day or something, rehearsing it, having to look at the clock. It was a quarter to 5 o'clock. So we were like, oh, round five, you know, and that's what the title actually means.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's enjoy it. Round five. This is Bill Perry Jr. Thank you. Bill Perry and the Bill Perry Trio, Round 5. Awesome, Bill. That is incredible. How can people access your music once again, Bill?
Again, they can check me out on Facebook. But you just reminded me playing that song there that I do have music on SoundCloud as well. Also, just look under the name Bill Perry, and that's how you can find my work, be it on Facebook, YouTube, there's videos, and again, SoundCloud. And I have some music on Bandcamp, but that's more of a side project I had called Mr. BM, another one of my hip-hop projects. But that music is on Bandcamp.
All right. Very good. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. Bill Perry Jr., our special featured artist today on the Blues and Arts Hour. Again, I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's Good to Be Blue. And Fusion Coffee House, which, by the way, they have live jazz once a month. So check out their website. They're on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Time now is 15 minutes until 10. Don't go away. All right, we're back. It's 11 minutes until 10 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Bill Perry Jr., our special artist featured today on the show. And Bill, you mentioned that you've done a few performances here in the Jackson area with the Fusion Coffee House, perhaps. And anything coming up that that our listeners might can catch you in?
As of now, I'm doing some duo dates with my sister. I think we're doing something at the Iron Horse coming up here. I want to say maybe July 2nd. July 2nd is that's going to be at the Grove.
Okay.
It's going to be for the Summer Sunset Series, and that was a rescheduled situation, actually. And
that's in Oxford, right?
Going to be here in Oxford and everything. We got that rescheduled for the first Sunday of July. And I want to say the following weekend we're maybe at the Iron Horse or something like this. But as far as on my jazz end of things, still just working up stuff right now. There's nothing that's on the calendar as far as any upcoming jazz dates that I know of. I got a couple of private parties, but nothing pending otherwise, you know, with that at the moment. And but I'm slowly trying to get that back going because I really miss playing my jazz stuff and everything, you know, and just, you know, giving that to the people, as it were.
Bill, you have so much talent. It's diverse. You performing, composing, film. Do you have a preference of which one?
I don't, you know, it kind of goes back and forth at times, you know, and sometimes it's music and sometimes it's film in terms of where my head is. As I was explaining earlier, like right now, you know, film is really kind of dominating my mind. And it's probably because of the fact that I've been involved in film projects over the last year. You know, I was on Young Rock for 5 months, was involved with, you know, Women of the Movement on ABC for 5 months. Did a movie with Morgan Freeman called Paradise Highway, wow. You know, and I was involved in that for a few weeks with that one. And there's a movie that hasn't come out yet, but it's called Rumble Through the Dark, starring Aaron Eckhart. And that was filmed down there in Natchez. And so I was just involved in all of these film projects, you know, over the last year or so. And, you know, then with my own particular endeavors, you know, I did a sci-fi film back in 2020 called They Found Me Vengeance, and there's a Facebook page about that. And then as of recent, I'm working, as I said earlier, on this superhero series called POW, also to be found on Facebook. And that's my superhero series.
Wow.
It's comedy / drama, as it were.
So what do you do with all your free time, Bill?
You're busy. The free time is thinking up the idea.
Hey, listen, I've got a song, a piece I want to play now. It's called Lost in a Dream. You want to set this one up for us?
Yes, Lost in a Dream World. That was done, recorded by myself and Keith Fondren, again, the gentleman that played bass with me on Reason and Purpose. And this was our, you know, intimate duet song. And it kind of has a thematic thing, kind of like with Reason and Purpose, where you know, it was a matter of shifting through things and trying to figure things out and, you know, being lost in a dream world of thoughts.
All right. Know? Well, let's enjoy it. This is Bill Perry on the Blues North Tower. Lost in a Dream World, and that's Bill Perry Jr. And who was the guitarist again, Bill?
Keith Fondren.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lots going on. I got to ask you this, though. Where does that creativity come from, Bill? I mean, it seems like it's endless with you. Where does that come from?
Oh, wow. That's it comes from the cosmos, you know. It comes from God, you know, the best way I could describe that. You know, I allow myself to kind of be a conduit for such things and just kind of let it naturally happen in most instances with music and film. And that's the best way I can describe that. You know, I'm thinking up ideas all the time, you know, all the ideas that not, you know, things that I always want to develop, but, you know, just keeping myself productive and creative. It's really hard to call where exactly it comes from, from the ether, as it were.
Bill, our time is about gone. Any final comments that you'd like to pass along to our listeners?
To keep watching, you know, stay alert and everything, and keep watching myself and my family and anticipating more things to come.
That's very good. Bill Perry Jr., our very special guest. Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure in everything being on this show. Thank you for having me, Jim.
All right. You take care. All right. That's going to do it. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Fusion Coffee House, one of a kind and locally owned, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, I'm Jim Thorne. Thanks for listening. God bless. We'll be right back.